Yep, we are live. Welcome, welcome, welcome today. Welcome to your Everything Real Estate podcast. Today we have with us our Clara Lyons Devon, broker of Lyons View Realty. She'll let you know, tell you a little bit more about that. And just wanted to let you just to go a little bit, tell you a little bit about why and what we're doing and who and what Everything Real Estate is about. Everything Real Estate is your platform and your place where you can come and technically just learn everything real estate. Share your views, learn, pick up anything, any question you ever had that you ever had about real estate, you'll be able to come here. And we want to just inform and be an information source for our community and for the public, especially with the in light of the climate that we're in and the things that we're dealing with. Yeah. So Everything Real Estate is your home and your place where you can come and get all and any information real estate related. So a little bit about myself. Okay. I'm just going to come in and just bring on Clara, and she can tell us about who she is and where and what. So, Clara, if you don't mind, go ahead and tell us about your business. I don't know what just happened. Tell us.
I can see.
Okay. You can see? Okay.
My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I am the broker owner of Lyons View Realty. We are a full-service real estate agency. We provide real estate services for residential, for commercial, small businesses and nonprofits, and property management services. And I've been in business since 1996, long time.
Wow.
That says a lot.
You must have, because that's, you're gonna have to tell us what your secret sauce is. That's what secret sauce is, and what you do, what you've done to last in this up and down business for so long. So we'll get to that. So okay. Yeah, go ahead. You want to share?
So tell you now, or you want to?
I wanted to just tell you, what do you do? I know also you're president of, past president of your chapter, right? Tell us about NARAB and what that is, a little bit about who you are.
President of the Southern New Jersey chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I was president for 4 years, and now I am board chair. I'm still providing, you know, information and
still
leadership.
President. No.
No, our new president is Avery Ruff. He's a phenomenal guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Great board.
And
I've actually been involved with NARAB since while I was in California. I was involved with the California chapter there. That's where I got my start. And I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Jamaica, and I didn't know about NARAB at that time. So I was there on vacation, and I saw these people partying and having a good time, all these Black people. I'm like, who are these folks? And they're like, oh, we're with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. I was like, oh, I had no idea that was going to become my future.
I know about that. Sort of like real estate. I never thought I would be getting into real estate. I never had a desire to be in real estate. Never thought I would be sitting here, and definitely not a real estate instructor or anything. I got into it, you know, just because of my own real estate properties I wanted to manage and wanted to make sure I was doing right by that. But, you know, after getting into the school, taking the class, I saw that it was more of a business class than just real estate. But the same thing happened to me with NARAB. I went there and, you know, and been there ever since. So it's definitely the best kept secret, as some would say.
Indeed. And you've definitely been a help for me and an inspiration in getting Lyons View Academy up and going. So That's the coming soon
Yeah.
for
Tell us about that.
Lionsview Academy is our education component. It's going to be we'll be definitely offering what do you call it? The school for pre-licensing, yeah, for people who are pre-licensing, continuing education, and actually under the academy there will be other courses as well. So I'm actually developing a platform for my agents within that platform as well. So that's some of the things we've been talking about offline,
Yeah,
but
we have been. Yeah.
yeah,
So
it's
we
going to be
definitely, that's the
some
way it's
wonderful.
going. So you're kind of ahead of the curve. You've always been ahead of the curve. Always.
Oh, thank
Definitely. So yeah. So ahead of things. So what is what just wanted to what's your so how are you dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic as it relates to your business right now? How any best practices or how are you dealing with it as it relates to your business? I just stopped reading.
Yeah, it's definitely a strong impact. So, where I am in New Jersey, we are staying home. And for those instances where my agents are going out, the direction is no open houses, only go into houses that are vacant if you absolutely have to go. Transactions that are in process, it's about, keeping that physical distance, between you and your client. I advise if you can, especially for inspections if the house is vacant, just sit in the car, let the inspector in. Of course, we've always operated under cleanliness, so I always keep hands sanitizer in my car. I always wipe down the door and the lock boxes. That's just been me, so that's not anything new. But it's an environment in terms of the interaction with other people, and so trying to keep that to as much of a minimum as possible.
Anything that you could recommend to an aid to agents that are struggling right now that we know a lot of changes are taking place. We're going to see a lot more. We have been seeing a lot more of this type of platform. More individuals are doing stuff online. You have any secrets or secret tips you want to give to agents that may be struggling that they should be looking towards or should be looking to do if they plan to stay in real estate or yeah.
Everything is about relationships. This is a relationship business, and this is a great time to reach out to past clients, people that you think you might want to be clients, and just be in communication. Reach out, call them. Our pastor and bishop always say people don't care how much you do, they care how much you care. So it's just an opportunity to reach out to people, see how they're doing. Any resources that you might have that you can share. The National Association of Real Estate Brokers is downloading information to us all the time.
Right. Yeah,
Make
no.
that information available to people that you know and love.
Good point.
Keep in touch. There's a lot that's happening daily in the lender market. And so, one of the things that I'm doing, similar to what you're doing, is having a platform like this one where people can get information. We just did a session on insurance. So,
Let everybody know your platform name also once you're done
oh,
with that
thank you.
statement.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Financial Fridays is the name of the platform, and Financial Fridays airs Facebook Live 9:30 a.m. on Fridays, and you can go back and catch the replays of previous shows. But the last show was about insurance,
Gotcha.
and yeah, a lot of people just need to update their beneficiaries. If they're not properly insured, they need to get insured, especially in this climate, people being incapacitated and also people making transitions. So just so for what I'd recommend to people in this climate is be a resource,
Yeah.
provide the information that people want about, mortgages, what's going on with that, what's going on in the lending industry,
Makes
anything
sense.
that will be of service to your client.
Makes sense. And I watched that insurance broadcast. That was packed with full of information, a lot of tips. And I think, do you think that what's your thoughts on the insurance and as we as a people are underutilization of it? Do you think we utilize it or can utilize it? What's your thoughts on insurance as it relates to Black America and Black?
Yeah, I think we're underinsured. I think people don't see the value. I know when I was in my 20s, I didn't. I was like, you know, when I check out, I'm not going to be here. I'm not worried about
That's my
it.
problem. That's
Very, it
the
was a very selfish,
problem.
not uninformed
Right.
perspective. But having lived a little bit longer, I think that people need to invest, that minimum monthly amount to at least be able to not put a burden on family, when that
So when you
time
say
comes.
minimum monthly amount, our viewers may not be aware what that is, because
It's
that was a new one. That was good. Yeah, on the show.
not expensive, but it's different depending on what type of insurance package you have. What I would recommend is you can do a consult with an insurance agent and they can go over what you need because it's
Yeah.
based on if it's for you, if it's for you and a family of three, a family of five, the dollar amount that you want that policy to be for, if it's a term policy, which means,
Yeah.
you pay into it for a certain amount of time and you have say $20,000, $50,000 available. That might be for like a burial plan. Or if it's a full life policy, which you pay on until you transition. And there are different types of benefits associated with that. The universal, she talked about, which is you can have an annuity tied to it, which means you can pull money out, you can use it for other things. So insurance is very fluid. And I remember when I bought the house, when my husband and I bought our house together, they sent the mortgage company sent me a plan for an insurance to pay off the mortgage in case
Yeah, they
something
used to
happened.
do that. It used to be, they used to always come with those. I don't see them lately anymore, but yeah.
And I just kind of said, oh, toss it to the side. Thought this is not something I'd never need, not knowing, that my husband was going to pass early, wasn't something that was expected. And that would have been great to have, my mortgage paid off and not have to worry about, dealing with that aspect or, dealing with that aspect. So insurance is very important. I think
Right.
people don't take it as seriously as they should.
No, I'm sorry for your loss. And two questions I had wanted to ask you about. I think I was here, and maybe you could, I thought I heard her mention about the monthly policy should equal your expenses now. As you did I hear that correct? Was something that the policy that you get should kind of equal what you're spending on something else? And that was the takeaway I kind of want. I've never heard that before. Never heard that take on insurance
I
before.
think in general you
So.
should have 6 months saved. And if you don't have 6 months of living expenses saved, insurance definitely is a good
Yeah.
solution because at a minimum, the policy should be, 6 months to a year of what it would take for you to, live without income.
So where do you do your business at? Where are you located? Where's your office, and where do you do?
My office is in Southern New Jersey
South
in
Jersey.
yes,
Gotcha.
in Pennsauken,
South Jersey.
predominantly service Camden County, Burlington County, Gloucester County, Salem County, but I do real estate across the United States, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah, we nationwide for sure. Yeah,
Can do
absolutely.
real estate in every state with relationships with people such as yourself who are in other places. So,
Yep, that's good. A lot of people don't know that. That's why I want to, so we can do real estate, with relationships. And NARAD definitely affords us that opportunity and networks and relationships all across the country, and seasoned professionals that definitely are proficient in their craft, yeah. So why do you do what you do? So why do you do real estate? What is it? Why do you do what you do?
I started real estate because I had a love of houses. And if I hadn't been a real estate person, I probably would have been an architect.
Wow.
I just love the way, the structure of houses, the flow of houses, the functionality of houses. I say houses are they're like our second skin. They house our secrets. They house our memories. They just hold a lot of joy. They hold a lot of memory. You know, houses are like our DNA in a sense. You know, they're the DNA of how we live, and they represent who we are at different points in our in time. That's one aspect of it. And the
Wow,
other
that's deep.
aspect is I love people. You know,
Nice.
I
Yeah,
really
good
have a
combination.
heart.
No, that's
I
a
have a
good
heart
combination.
service. Yeah, I really want to help and educate people. And I truly, truly believe that owning property is the base of wealth. You
That's
know,
a fact. That's a fact. That's a fact. And if you can
The more
rent, you can definitely
help
own.
do that. The more people we can help do that is just it's just a blessing, you know.
No, no doubt. No, you preaching to the choir. No, it's about service. No, for sure. It's about service. And, it's a joy to see people benefit after, first thinking that first, especially when they think that they can't do it, and then getting into the process and they realize that, that if you can rent a property, you can definitely own a house. And then when they, go through that experience, because sometimes it get a little rough. I find that, the paperwork of the business is the easy part. It's managing expectations. It's managing the expectations of others is what we find ourselves doing more of. I know, and getting across those hurdles, and you find yourself being more of a counselor and, helping people to get through the other side of it. Sometimes it can be a bumpy road and a rough journey, a little bit.
Definitely, definitely my ministry. You were asking me earlier what's my secret sauce, and my secret sauce is ESP, which stands for expertise, service, and patience. And one of the key things my clients always tell me, they're like, "You are so patient, you know, because sometimes it takes a while to get people from the start line to the finish line." And that's always my objective, is to get people from the start line to the finish line. And that might take a month, 3 months, 6 months. Sometimes it takes years, you know. So my clients, I feel, are my clients for life, you know, that we do what we need to do to get them together. And that's one thing I love about the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, because we have so many tools that we're given through our organization to equip us to be empowered to help people.
Absolutely. So now you was the press past you are the past president we talked about earlier. So what just so that our listeners can get a little bit of better of an understanding of what NAREB does, so what was your highlight as your president? What was the well first let me ask you what was your plan as your presidency? What was your plan? Because we all go come in with a plan. We had a plan that we're gonna do. What was your plan as a presidency and as you when you took office or when you took the reins, what was your objective?
One was
Education
education.
for South Jersey. Education?
Education. We did a lot of phenomenal educational workshops and seminars, and really elevating home ownership, you know, to a different level, which is also the mantra, so to speak, for my company. And one of the things that we did a little differently, I think, or that was kind of a focus for me, is community work. So we partnered with Junior Achievement. You know, we actually went and taught the Junior Achievement curriculum in the elementary schools for financial literacy. You know, we
What is
partnered
that?
with
What is that?
Junior Achievement. Junior Achievement is an organization that focuses on financial literacy for K through 12.
Nice.
And so they gave us the entire package, and we actually went in and taught classes for kindergarten through, I think it was like third to sixth graders, for, you know, three of the years that I was president. And it's a really excellent program. We also partnered with Habitat for Humanity, where we went out into the community, cleared an entire lot of debris in Camden City 1 year. We went back the next year and planted a garden, you know,
Tell me
tended to
there's
the
a house there now. Is it
No,
next to?
actually a
Yeah,
garden. It's a
I was
community
about.
garden. We went to houses and actually did painting. We got people into the program for Habitat for Humanity, some of our clients. So that was community. We partnered with the National Coalition of 100 Black Women and did a couponing session in our community development day that, you know, we do as part of Realtors Week. So I think the special twist that I brought to the Southern New Jersey chapter of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers is just my love for the community and for us being seen and being in the community overall, in addition to what we provide for our membership in terms of education to empower them, you know, for their clients. So, yeah.
That's the education piece is very, I didn't know that they did that, that we have that similar here. I have an incubator at a school. It's a K through 12 school. And that's the plan where we teach. So I get a group of elementary students that we get to share information about for real estate related and finance. So it's a whole incubator of the business community at large. And real estate happens to be one component of it. And then we have the seniors, we get to do a little bit more hands-on with them and they become like interns and, you know, we get them for a few months out of the a semester and they come in and learn real estate and see if it's something that they want to be a part of. I think it's a strong, it's very strong that's powerful that's done, because if they get our younger elementary students get the seed planted at a young age about wealth and understanding home ownership at a younger age, I really believe that it will go much further, you know, when they get older.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I had an opportunity to, there's a program in Canada called Dream Builders. I might be messing up the name, but anyway, it's Keith Davis, Pastor Keith Davis has a program called Harambe where you go in and you read to the young people. And one of the things that, I shared to them after the reading was that, you know, really, they were asking me, what is real estate, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, real estate is a lot of things. It can be intelligence, you know,
much intellectual, a whole lot of things. Absolutely.
Between your ears, that's real estate. You know, people cannot take your knowledge from you. You own that, right? Mm-hmm. They're buildings, you know, like all the stores that you see, because a lot of people are not into commercial, but the McDonald's, the, you know, Targets, the Walmarts, all of that is real estate. And,
Absolutely.
You know, residential, that's real estate, your craft, you mm-hmm. know, that's real estate. So you have the intellectual real estate as well as the physical real estate. And I think, you know, just them having that perspective, you know, that it's not just, you know, buying and selling houses. There's just so much more that encompasses what real estate is, you know, intellectual property, you know, just a lot. So, yeah, I think we impact people in a lot of ways. And the younger we can do it, the better. Oh, getting close.
No, sorry about that. I know it did that. I didn't know, I thought it only did that on my screen. I didn't know.
Yeah. I learned something new. Thank you. I'm going to try that next time.
I know it. Yeah. You know, it's interesting you said, you know, intellectual real estate, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the difference in where the market goes after we get out of this where we are now and go into the new normal that we're going to face, because it's never going to be the same again. It still blows my mind that in 1 week, 3.3 million people filed for unemployment in 1 week.
Yes.
And those are the numbers that it's documentable, you know, so it's more than that. The first week it was 3.3, then another week was 3.3 in 1 week in the millions. It super surpassed what took place through 2008 and 2010. In that 2 year time span, it was only not even a million. It was under over 600,000. It's just under 700,000 in the whole 2 year span of the real estate recession, so it's going to be interesting to see the outcome of this. I definitely, encourage and individuals or those that have interest in real estate, if they thought about it, this is a good time to take the courses, especially even in New Jersey, with New Jersey now allowing for virtual classes to be an option. So if you're looking to take classes now, wow, that's a great opportunity. You can do it right from the privacy of your own home. Yes. So we will be rolling out some classes real soon, making some things available, so roll out some classes. We could possibly partner up and doing some stuff. So I wanted to ask you, there's a question from Facebook, and one of the questions is, can you see the questions also?
No.
Okay. So what advice would you give to first-time buyers during the social climate of today?
I think it's still a great time to purchase real estate.
Absolutely.
The interest rates are still lower than they have ever, ever been. Mm-hmm. And it's a process. So people mm-hmm. think, some people look like they have 30 days, their lease expires in 30 days, and they think they can find a house in 30 days. It takes longer than that.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
So it's a great time, to make sure that your credit is in the right place. The criteria, the guidelines are going up. They're being more selective about who gets loans now. So it's a little bit tighter. So you want to, if your credit score is not where it is, you can work on getting it to where it needs to be. You can also kind of narrow down where you think you want to live. That's also a really big challenge, is when people are not clear where they want to be, because there's lots of property still that's mm-hmm. available for sale. So I think it's still a great market to be in, especially if you are gainfully employed. So if you're on unemployment right now, well, no. Mm-hmm. But if you're gainfully employed, you're in an industry that's going to sustain itself through through where we are right now, it's a great time to actually get into, to get into some property. Your ability to see property is going to be limited. So let's say you're already pre-qualified as a first-time home buyer, some properties you just won't be able to see mm-hmm. on the inside. But if the property is vacant, or if it's a situation where the owner has to move for, whatever reasons, maybe they're relocating for their job or some other reason, and, they make it available, for people to see. But I still think it's a great time to be considering real estate. And that would be my response.
No, I agree. I would definitely agree. It's a great time to buy. Interest rates are lower. It's still low. Don't see them going up anytime soon. To take advantage of the opportunity, because real estate bounces back and it's in cycles. And this is one of the things that's not going anywhere, even if, despite what we're facing, provided we live through it, it's definitely a serious time, it's serious what's going on, provided, I definitely, and I'm a proponent of education. We always find ourselves bumping heads in CE classes or something somewhere, before we, met through NARAB, but I definitely suggest that individuals find a way, not necessarily take a real estate course, but get educated and really educate yourself about the information, and become informed about real estate. Because as you stated, it's not just selling homes. It's not about just, there's commercial real estate, there's appraisals, there's home inspections. It's just vast. Real estate encompasses way, way more than just buying and selling homes. It's open, and I really don't think that that's, out there enough. I'm not sure if that's really known, but it's just vast. And as you stated, it's the beginning of wealth. So if you know that you're going to have to rent somewhere, if your lease is coming up for expiration and it's about to expire, even if you're 6 months out, because as you stated, it's not going to happen in 30 days. It's not like renting. You know, you can start looking for an apartment in 2 months out, you know, and move into another apartment. So real estate, and then you own it, you know, the tax benefits, you know, there's statistics. I'm preaching to the choir, you know, but there's statistics that show that children that grow up in homes that are that they own or that they're owned by their parents, they're much, much more stable. You know, the effects of children that are affected by constant moving, the instability it creates and the thing. So it's definitely a time to buy. It's a buyer's market. Rates are low. Money is cheap. And if you can find the right deals, like you said, gainfully employed. So I second everything you stated about the time to buy is still definitely now to purchase if you have the ability to do so. And get that first one so you can work on the second one, you know, work on the investment properties because your tax, there's tax benefits that, you know, write-offs and all those, all that you can get that come with owning a second piece of property after you, you know, get the one you own. But it definitely starts with the first one that you live in, especially if you're renting, you know, with the rates are so low now, you could be paying less to own than you do to rent. You know, in some places.
I said, and have the write-off, like you said.
Yeah. And the mortgage stops and the payment stops. It ends. You know, it's not endless. You're not paying someone else's mortgage. So first-time buyers, wherever you are, start now. So even if you're in the last month of your lease, the first month of your lease, start now. Start the process. Start looking into it. Start educating yourself. Even if you don't want to start the process, if you're in a new lease, you got a year to go. Start educating yourself on it now. And then for the next time you're ready to get out of that place, you'll be moving. You could be moving into something to purchase. To purchase something instead of paying someone else's mortgage. So start the education right from where you are. It's never too late. It doesn't matter. It don't matter how bad your credit is either. You know, first get a copy of your credit report because sometimes it may not be as bad as you think. Often you think, oh, I know it's bad. Those hospital bills. I know it was up in the thousands, about 300,000. But, you know, mortgage companies, you can still after 2 years, you know, they don't affect your credit as much. I know that was the case. I'm not sure now. And the mortgage industry, you know, changes a lot. We'll have a mortgage lender. Antron is going to do talk on mortgages next week. He'll be here. Great. Yeah, he's going to come. Yeah, he's definitely good. Yep, he's going to talk on some mortgages, and we're going to just inform the public and the community on information. You can buy. You definitely can buy. You definitely can purchase a home. There's a lot of opportunities. Looking forward to seeing what the creative financing opportunities come up out of this this crisis that we're in. So do you see this as a calling for you? As a calling?
I definitely see real estate as my ministry. Yeah. Mm. And I don't know if that's because, you know, I'm a preacher's daughter.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a preacher's daughter. So, you know, I definitely have the love of God in me. And, but even, you know, when I was in high school, I've always seemed to counsel people and people feel comfortable sharing with me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever information that I have, you know, I share it freely and I share it with love. And so, you know, it's a very stressful time when people are purchasing a home and they're opening up their life to you, you know? True. So it's a very, I don't want to say delicate, but, you know, that people entrust their lives to you. It's a very important decision. And so it is a ministry, you know, and as people are walking through the process, whatever is going on in their lives during that time, you know, definitely minister them through those periods. So yeah. And that's not all real estate agents. So I'll just let me say that. It's
all real estate agents are not created equal.
No, we're all different. We're all different. They don't want to talk, you know, they won't talk to you about certain things and you know, they set particular boundaries, but Who I am, I just can speak for myself. It's definitely a ministry for me, but my life is ministry, right? So, and I'm not the get in the pulpit kind of ministry. I don't mean it that way, but it's just being a life of service.
Service. And, no, that's what a minister, minister does. He serves, right? That's
just, and helping people in any way that I can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, a minister serves. No, it's just interesting. What came to mind when you said that is NARAP have a number of affiliates. Yeah. And RIMBI is the Real Estate Managers Brokers Institute, is the property management affiliate.
Yes.
And after two of the designations, the CRM that you acquire, there's two designations. After two classes that you complete, after you pass and go through the criteria, of course, pass and everything, you become a CRM. So it's a certified resident manager. Okay. And then you have two more classes before you become the CREM, right? Certified Real Estate Manager. But the second portion of it is a resident manager. So like the doctors, you become a resident manager. So you're practicing and you're constantly in the practice of it, you know, while you're doing it, you know. So it's something, you know, that was interesting to me when I saw that. And, you know, it's a lot of similarities, you know, being Muslim and with NARAP for me. And the numbers and the year, the dates, it's a lot of things that, you know, that hit me in different, you know, it was established and it was Detroit. And I know it was Florida was the first. So there's a lot of similarities that surround NARAP as it relates to, you know, helping Black America become more homeowners, you know, because, you know, it's stated when America has a cold, Black America has pneumonia, right? And, you know, it's not that you're negating anyone else, but, you know, just like in an airplane, mask first, you put the mask on yourself first. You know, as soon as the air mask drop, you put the mask on yourself first, and then you put it on the person next to you, give them help if they need help. So that's how I see NARAP as being. Education. Hands down, I have not seen anything like no education that can beat it. We was talking about some of the classes that were never recorded, that will never, you know, you're never going to see them again. You know, some of the information, and it's, you know, that's what brings me to my book and why I'm writing my book. And it'll be out in a few shakes. Maybe it'll be soon. Yeah. Yep. Thank God much for that. Praise be to Allah for that. So it'll be in 30 to 45 days to 60 days, God willing.
Amen.
Because that, you know, do you think that at your peak, you know, of, you know, just for me, it's almost like you kind of start maybe because at your peak, I think it's the best time to get that information to individuals, you know, to write it down. I've always journaled and written things down and kind of, you know, documented things, but to get it out, and you'd be surprised at who could use what you know. We'll take our information for granted, but you're a wealth of information, you know. So what's your take on the commercial real estate market? Anything?
Wow.
Yeah. And I have a question for you on 100 Black Women. That was one thing because you mentioned it before. I didn't know that existed, but you tell me really about that.
Yeah. 100 Black Women. Yeah.
Yeah.
Commercial market, I think, is they're going in deep. I really find what's happening is, especially in our communities, there are a lot of what's called opportunity zones. And the commercial market, they are taking advantage of what's going on with vacant properties, with vacant land in our communities, and a lot of buildings going. And there's a lot of redistribution of wealth going on with the commercial market. So I think it's something that we need to pay attention to.
Glad you said that. I'm going to do a class on opportunity zones to make that a topic. Bring someone on that Steve in California is part of the commercial division. Yeah, He does a lot of the Copper Community Zone, Opportunity Zone stuff. We definitely should bring that information because, like you said, it's happening in our communities, but we're not doing it. But we're not a part of it, you know, and we're not, you know, even being seasoned, you know, we're not a part of that opportunity, you know.
And that's kind of like a dream, too, because I want to develop, I want to build affordable housing, you know. And so that's a whole area that I think we need to pay more attention to so we can be the owners offering rentals as well as, you know, offering residential opportunities. Yeah.
So opportunity zones and development. Those are definitely great opportunities for, you know, our community.
Are you going to have Matthew on at some point?
Definitely. Yep. Catch him. I'm gonna pin him, get a hold of him and get a date from him for sure, because he has a lot of information on the development. He came here and they're supposed to be bringing a class back here. I'm not sure. I know they just did something in Washington. Him and Cliff Turner, but I'm gonna definitely reach out to him and get him to speak on the development portion of it. And reach out to Steve on the opportunity zone information on the commercial real estate side. So for Lionsgate, for the real estate, for your real estate, school, what is your target? You know, how do you see that grow? Like, what's your vision for the real estate school portion of it? Is it something, you know, like, what do you see your vision for that? Is it just to educate more, or is it a vehicle that you use? What's your vision for the real estate?
Lionsview Academy.
Did I say gate again?
Yes,
yeah. I did. I was doing that. I said I wasn't going to do that on here. I said I wasn't going to do that one. I know.
Maybe, right. Maybe I'm going to be as big as Lionsgate one day.
All right.
A film studio, right? Yeah. Lionsview will have a film component. You're prophesying into my future.
Yeah, so. Talking it into existence. That's it. Yep. Calling it into existence.
Lionsview Academy is really going to be the pre-licensing is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Really looking to see more people. One of the things that I found when I went through real estate school, you know, it gives you the book knowledge and the nuts and bolts, but it really didn't cover how to apply what you learned.
Absolutely.
In real ways. So what's going to be different about Lionsview is the practicality of it, you know, to really not just cover, you know, the information, you know, information, a lot of nuts and bolts information, but also talk about how to apply certain things in the experience of real estate, and also to, you know, give people tools that they can, you know, move forward, you know. So I think people think they get their real estate license and that's it. You know, they take the test and they're ready. And really, they're not. It's like a prerequisite. It's like going to school. You know, you go to school, but people don't tell you how math, English, and science help
plays into
people.
The real world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how it plays into the real world. So I think that's one of the things, you know, one of the components of the academy that will be a little bit different. Yeah.
No, that's good. And that's good. I can see that helping a lot of people for sure. Seeing that benefit, being of a benefit to a lot of people, because I see the same thing. You know, and especially when you're in front of students and you can gauge it by questions and certain things you see. And it's like, whoa, okay, I have my license. Now what? You see that. And then you see that there's a need for it. You know, there's a definite need for classes that's going to streamline and help people to get to the next phase of it. And that may be the cause of why it's a lot of people with licenses that's not practicing, you know?
They watch too much TV. They think it's like it is on television.
Definitely not. Yeah. Definitely a little bit more to it.
Y'all know that it's possible. Like what's on television is possible. It but is. It's a lot of, you know, you got to put the work in. You just, it doesn't happen without putting the work in.
No, it's not going to happen without the work. Definitely still the best business to be in. Definitely recommend that you buy some of the land yourself. Buy some real estate yourself. That's another thing that I see happening, that is not enough of that going on. All real estate professionals owning enough real estate.
Right.
I never really understood that, you know. So almost like you definitely should be owning, find a way to own, you know, some of this land and some real estate as well, as long as you're doing it. So, and that's one of the things that I try to teach in my class and really make it a point to think outside of the box and teach outside of the box. And every time we come to one of those points in junctures in one of those chapters that can turn into a business opportunity, we stay there for a while and visit it and make it, because it's like planting a seed, you know. And, you know, there's a number of times that, you know, with New Jersey, for one thing, a perfect example, with the tax, the benefit of buying tax liens, you know, that after 2 years, the tax lien, if the owner doesn't pay it, you know, the property, you can foreclose on the property. That's a big business, you know. So, you know, almost every class, that chapter, we talk about that a lot, because that's a business opportunity for some, you know. And it really drives home the fact that real estate is not just buying and selling homes and driving people around in the car and just one aspect of it. There's a whole vast, big open field, you know, that you can tap into with real estate.
Yeah.
And there's so many opportunities, you know, that go with it. And anything cookie cutter, I really don't want any part of it. Anything status quo, I don't want to do it. We want to do something different. And because real estate is a fluid, like you said, and it's an ever-changing market, and it's constantly changing. And one of the most important things is to be becoming comfortable and embracing that change is going to happen. And it's always forever changing. And those that can, you know, roll with the changes, you know, tend to do well and make it, you know. So, you know, just wanted to, you know, talk about, you know, for as far as the classes is concerned, you know, I really always want to make it something that someone can tangibly utilize, something that they can walk away with and start applying day one, Monday morning. You know, you take the class on, you know, you got the weekend off Monday morning, you can take what you just learned from the class and start using it and making it make money for you. Yeah. And that's really, you know, and I learned that from NAREP, taking NAREP classes. Yeah. And I took my first RIMBY class. I was able to go back to work and implement it immediately, you know, property management, you know. So, I mean, those are classes that are useful for people. You know, people earn it, you know, it makes it worth it, worth the money you spend on it. So, yes. So like you said, just to be to do something different. So one last question. I don't want to take too much more of your time. Really appreciate you for coming and thank you for your time.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, man. It's a pleasure for sure. And I would definitely looking forward to the work that you're doing and maybe even partnering with doing some stuff. You never know. We could put together some CE. We're not in the CE cycle for New Jersey right now, but, you know, who knows, with people being home, they may want to get it out the way. And with the new technology, it's a way to get it done, you know, at a much faster pace and cover a lot more ground, you know. So maybe we could partner up with some things. I'm definitely always a proponent of working together and, you know, pooling the resources, you know. And, you know, it doesn't matter that, you know, there's enough of this for everybody to make it work, you know. So what would you like your legacy to be?
Wow. My statement is kind of, I'm a conduit, you know, and I'm a conduit through which my dreams and the dreams of others are actualized into reality. Mm-hmm. And if I can touch someone in a way that has them see their greatness, be about their greatness, and manifest their greatness, then I feel like, you know, my touching, you know, my contacting, my interaction with that life was a good thing. And so that's the legacy that I want to leave. So if you met me at any time, you'll remember the way that I touched your life. Yeah.
No, that's big. That's big. And I can definitely see that because you're always giving, for sure. Always have something to share and offer for others in a selfless way, you know, and a sharing information. So how can people get a hold of you and reach you in your platforms, and how could anyone, you know, how can you be reached?
Okay. You can reach me at info@lionsviewrealty.com. That's LYONSV as in victory, IEW realty.com. That's my email. My phone number, I think, is on the screen. I don't know if you can see it. It's 856-209-0905. And my website
Lions
is
View, not Lions Gate, y'all. Lions View.
Lions View, yeah. Lions View Realty, yes. And it's clara.lionsviewrealty.com is the website. So, yeah.
clara.lionsviewrealty.com. So, and your position now in NARAD is what, and what is that? How, so if South Jersey, for those, your sphere of influence that sees this or may, you know, be in your area, your South Jersey chapter is what?
Yeah, so it's sjnarab.com, and you can go to our website, sjnarab.com. That's NAREB, sjnareb.com. And you can do membership on the website. You can see what we've got going on. We've actually been doing some virtual classes in this season for our membership that have been pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. And playing some of the classes that we did. I think the last one we did was on fair housing, landlord tenant rights. And we have the video for that because there was a company that actually taped us and put us on their show. So we now have the video feed. So we're going to put that up so everybody can get that information.
Was that planned the company to do it, or did it just happen to do it?
It was planned for them to be there. Yeah, one of our members set that up for them to come, and they filmed the entire meeting, and they interviewed our president Avery, and so his interview is out there. And also, I just got the feed for the entire event.
Wow!
And so it's really great. I actually do the introduction, which is the history of NAREB. So it's a really good overview of what NAREB is about, and also our eight initiatives that are in place currently. So it's a good overview of the organization. And then the information about fair housing, about landlord-tenant rights. In fact, I got a letter today from one of the young ladies who was there because she's having some challenges. So I'll hopefully be able to assist her with what she's going through.
With a landlord?
We
have a couple of minutes. If you don't mind, you want to tell us what NAREB, the overview of how it began and what it started. So for those that don't know and maybe looking at this and don't have a clue as to what is NAREB, who is NARAB, what are they talking about? I don't know. You know,
the National Association of Real Estate Brokers is one of the oldest trade organizations. It was put into effect in 1947. And we actually went to court with NAR, National Association of Realtors, for the name, and we won. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, and NAR is the National Association of Realtors. We call ourselves Realtists as a distinction separate from Realtors. The National Association of Real Estate Brokers has been responsible for a lot of the things that we enjoy, like the 3% down program is a result of our advocacy efforts. You know, in the past, people had to put down 20% to purchase a property. So the N is for networking. So we have, as Maurice and I were talking about earlier, affiliates across the United States, other real estate professionals that we network with, which allows us the opportunity to do real estate nationally. For advocacy, we partner with legislators. In this case, we have Senator Meeks, who has the Dream program coming up where you can kind of put money away to own a home. It's new legislation that we're getting behind him on. So there's a whole advocacy things where on a legislative basis, we provide things that help people, you know, laws that affect lending, laws that affect housing. You know, our goal overall is democracy and housing for everyone. And so advocacy is about making sure there's democracy and housing for everyone. The R is for relationships. And we have relationships with our clients. We have relationships with other real estate professionals. So not only real estate people, but home inspectors, appraisers, people who are into roofs, contractors, you know, investors. So our relationships cover the gamut. And Maurice spoke about our different affiliate arms that we provide education in our relationships. And we have people who are members who might be in real estate under the ground, mortuaries, which is also real estate, you know.
All right.
Under the ground, you got real estate under the ground. Yeah. So all of that is real estate. And then an E for education. I would say NARAB is the best real estate education that I have received. Yeah. I would not be the real estate professional that I am without all of the training, the courses, the information that I've learned at our various conferences, at our meetings, hands down, which gets to the last B, which is for business. And we are about the business of ensuring, one, democracy and housing, ensuring that Black folks specifically have an opportunity to purchase property, because it wasn't always the case, especially in 1947 when the National Association of Real Estate Brokers got started. You could not purchase property at all, and you definitely couldn't purchase property in certain places. And so, or you couldn't even work, you know, for people who are professionals like Maurice and myself, you couldn't work in certain areas. So the National Association of Real Estate Brokers has brought us from that era to 2020, which is a new vision, a new way of doing business, and ensuring that we have opportunity to purchase a home wherever we want to have property, wherever we want to own property, to make sure that people are educated and informed, to make sure that people are taken care of inside of their real estate transaction, and that you have resources available to you to not only do the job of real estate, but to service those in real estate. So that's in it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Thank you for that. No, and I'm sure that people definitely got something out of that, because a lot of, and there are, I want to name the affiliates. Two things you mentioned that I wanted to add to is you mentioned the real estate underground. But I want to add to the new real estate, which is the internet real estate.
Yes.
And finding our footprint in the real estate on this web, because now this is a whole nother platform that we can apply that real estate acumen to, you know, what we've learned, that acumen to navigating to, especially now, it's a perfect training. We're in a training boot camp right now, because, you know, we could be putting together information to tap into that real estate that's on the internet. The other part that you mentioned, well, I wanted to name the affiliates that NAREB have, and we have the contractors division, and Tom Holmes is the president of that. We have Bilal Sharif is the president of the Young Realtors division. Women's Council. There's Women's Council, Chandra, where I'm just going to mention the affiliates because I'm not sure if all of the presidents are or the leaders are current or not. But then you have the Developers Council. These are all different affiliates and different entities that is within NARAB. And that's the, one of the other things that makes NARAB different is any of the other trade associations that I'm familiar with, they don't have the gambit of the contractor, the inspector, the title company, the insurance company. Those are not part of, you know, to be an affiliate member or to become members of it. So it broadens your network of, you know, of for your ability to be able to sell real estate across the country. Because technically, you technically can, you know, and so there's Ray Carlisle. He's NARAB Investment Division, NID. He's the president of that division. Home Buyers Counseling is James Haynes, Steve Patterson. He's the president of the Commercial Investment Division. I know that for sure. He's definitely the president. So you have commercial, home buyers. You have NID, hands down. The, I mean, housing counselors, hands down, there's no housing counselors that are, that can equal to them. Not biased, but it's just facts. Yeah. Because one of the one of the reasons is because all of the counselors that come through NID are real estate professionals, mm-hmm. as opposed to when you, not all HUD counselors are real estate professionals. Right. So that adds to what you're getting in the service of what you're getting because they know the real estate side of things. So that's one of the benefits of what it is that you get. Myra Lillard, she's not the current president of the appraisers division, which is NESREA, NSREA, the appraisers appraisal division. And then you have RIMBY, which is a national, which is Real Estate Management Brokers Institute. I happen to be the current president of that. And LJ Jennings is the current president of the sales division of NARAB. So there's a slew of affiliates. So you can get in and get in and get on whatever train and whatever path you like to get in. So it's not just, you know, just selling real estate. It's open. There's a vast wealth of information and wealth of training and information that you can definitely benefit. And, you know, so we'll definitely plan is to get all of them affiliates on and to bring them before you. We'd like to get that information out to you. So if you, you know, everything real estate. So, Clara, again, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for your service. Thank you for all you do. And, I look forward to chiming in and hearing from and benefiting from what you present. And thanks again. And that is it for us for this show and this episode of Everything Real Estate. And we look forward to our next guest. Antron Daly has popped up on my right just now, just popped up on for he'll be going to talk more than just with Antron Daly on next episode. Thanks again, Clara. Appreciate you and your time.
Thank you. And
do you have any parting words or anything you want to, what you can leave with our audience? And the floor is yours to take us home, take us out.
Well, everything is for a season. Everything is for a season. And so if we keep that in mind, especially when things are difficult and things are hard, you know, my prayers are going out to everyone, sending love and light to anyone and everyone, because we're all affected by this season.
Absolutely.
But just to remember, you know, this season will pass. You know, there are always down days and up days. And just to focus on the good. So I just want to send love and light.
Thank you for that. With that being said, thank you. God bless. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Peace.
Peace.